John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus' own words, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid." Good morning, and God is with you, and he blesses every one of you. He even blesses all the unbelievers, and the topic we're going to be speaking about today is love your enemies. For those of you that don't know, the man who was just up here is Corny Unger. He's a deacon here. Corny, thank you for that prayer and for sharing that scripture. I'm looking in this direction, but I don't actually know where he went. So, thank you, Corny. I have a couple announcements this morning in regards to giving. So, when you give your tithe, if you use the machine that's in the library, so maybe you didn't know we had a debit machine in the library, if you didn't bring any cash, you can go use the debit machine either before or after the service. The only thing that we need, which has kind of been, hasn't been communicated well, is the merchant copy. So it's in the instructions on the wall there, but I have to be honest, I never read all the way down. By the time the receipt printed, I was happy and off I go. So maybe some of you are like me, impatient in the McDonald's drive-thru or Tim Hortons drive-thru, and you just go, 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 print, print, zip, and you're gone. The merchant copy that comes out of the machine, we need to put that in the collection bag. So if you do your debit transaction after the service, could you please give that ticket, the merchant copy receipt, to an usher? I think eventually we're going to have a little box set up there so that everybody can put those in there. But it just helps our finance people, in this case Albert Weeb, it helps our finance people close the till, so to speak, at the end of the day. He needs to make account of all the transactions, and if he doesn't have the receipts, it can still be done, it's just harder. So let's make his life easy. If you do a debit transaction before the service, you can put the receipt in the collection bag, and then Albert will get it that way. If you do the transaction after the service, once we have a box there, you can put it in the box or just give it to an usher, and they'll know who to give that to. So I thank you for your help on that. The other announcement we have two exciting announcements today. Could I get Nathan Russell and Aggie Neufeldt to stand up, please? And could I get Jonathan Dreger and Emily Lowen to stand up, please? Turn around. So these young couples are getting married next weekend. You can sit down. So this announcement is being made so that if anybody has a valid reason why these couples shouldn't be married, one's going to be married in this house and the other one's going to be married in Springford House next weekend. So if anybody has a valid reason why they shouldn't get married, please let us know by next weekend. Otherwise, you have our blessing. So exciting. Yes, that's my daughter. Nathan and Aggie, they became, Corny Unger and I, we became kind of special friends with them when they came to baptism class in Springford, and so we got to meet them there. And then, of course, my daughter was special relationship with her and that guy. So, so it's awesome. We're very excited. And they're very excited. So I'll just get right into my message today. I don't have a German message today. So for my German message, it's not going to be German, I'm going to be talking about tattoos today. I don't think it's something that's well overdue, but at the same time, as you can imagine, the topic comes up a lot in the last few years, and it's just getting more and more popular. So I guess basically I just want you to know the advice that I give people when they ask me if they should get a tattoo. And then in the English portion of the message, which the whole thing is English, but in the second half, then I'm going to share from Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 to 48. So if my tattoo talk sounds kind of like Charlie Brown teacher, wah, 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 then you can read Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 to 48, and there we'll be talking about love your enemies, and we'll be talking about how God's life in you reflects God's life. Not the human life trying to be spiritual. So that's a point at the very end of the message. So maybe you have something to look forward to. So before I begin, if you already have tattoos, I am not knocking you down. What's done is done. So don't feel bad, please. If you already have tattoos, don't feel bad. This is not a speech that's saying people who have tattoos are going to hell. That is not what I'm saying. If you have tattoos, they can't be undone. Or at least it's very, very expensive and very hard to get them undone. That's not what I'm talking about today. So if you have them, rest in peace. But I'd just like to talk about how we want to go forward on the topic. And this is my advice to you. In the ministerial and on the church board, when we talk about tattoos, there are a few different views, but not one of us promotes getting them. Now, I don't think anybody on the church board or the ministerial believes that you go to hell if you have a tattoo. I don't believe that at all. But at the same time, as you can imagine, it's a very touchy subject sometimes, depending on who you're talking to, and it's very controversial. But nobody promotes them. And so that's my basic context of my talk today, is that let's all together, whether you have tattoos or not, let's not promote getting tattoos anymore. So let's talk through this. In today's day and age, there's a lot of people who are getting tattoos, and more people in church are also getting tattoos. And the reason people get tattoos, so pay attention to this part, the reason they get tattoos is for pleasure. They do it to be cool. Not always. Some do it because they just want to express themselves. They have something to say or something to show, or they want to do it to remember something, like a birthday or a loved one. Sometimes our loved ones are still alive and we'll tattoo their name. My mom's name is Mom, so if I got a mom tattoo. But so you might tattoo someone that you love and tattoo their name on you or their birth date. Some people do their grandkids and things like that. Or maybe you have something meaningful to say, and if you get a tattoo, it is super, super, super meaningful. But it wasn't always this way. Now again, that might sound like I'm promoting tattoos, and I absolutely am not. But the reason why people do it is for very good reasons sometimes, and it's very, very special to them. But it wasn't always meaningful and it wasn't always special. Now again, I'm not picking on people who have tattoos. Let's just leave that fact behind us. It's happened. You can't undo it. Let's move forward. Tattoos don't make a person good. Tattoos also don't make a person bad. A person makes a person good, and a person makes a person bad. Tattoos have nothing to do with it. And again, please don't twist my words and say, Bishop Abe says tattoos are okay and there's nothing wrong with them. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying there is nothing good about them, and there is nothing bad about them, and it's just empty and meaningless. Now, it's very meaningful to you, and I'll get to that part. All I want to say is that it's good people who try to live good that make themselves good, and it's bad people who do bad things that like being bad that make bad people bad. It's what comes out of a person, Scripture tells us, that makes a person evil. And in Matthew chapter 7, we can read that all people, it says, if you then being evil can give good things. So everybody has evil. Everybody has sin. Everybody has a problem. So when someone comes and asks me, Pastor Abe, and I've heard some of the other pastors give the same advice, what do you think about tattoos? Can I get a tattoo? I want to get a tattoo. Are they good? Are they bad? Can I go to heaven if I get a tattoo? All the questions that come out. And this is the advice that I give them. Please don't get a tattoo. It is not good. The opposite is not true. So if it's not good, then it's evil. No, that is not true. It's just not good. I also believe that just in today's day and age, the reason for getting a tattoo is also not evil. It's just nothing. So getting a tattoo, my advice to them is don't get one. It is not good. Let me explain to you why. Now, this first section here that I'm sharing with you is old, in the old days. So in the Old Testament, tattoos, maybe you know this or maybe you don't know this, but any kind of cuttings on your body, if you would cut yourself or if you would mark yourself or if you would scar yourself or if you would tattoo yourself or any kind of mark you got on yourself, in the Old Testament, the only people who did this were people who were worshiping false gods. They also did human sacrifices. They would throw their babies in the river or they would throw their babies in the fire and kill them to make the gods happy so that they could have a good life. And these are the people who would cut themselves and mark themselves, and people still do this for that purpose today. In very recent years, and what I mean is in the past 50 to 100 years, it was very satanic. Satanic people would get very symbolic tattoos for their rituals to be empowered and to get demon-possessed and to do those kinds of things. And cults, and they might not even be satanic cults, but a lot of cults would get markings and tattoos so that they could be identified amongst each other, depending on their hierarchy, who was higher in the cult than the others, and that sort of thing. And then in the less recent past, scary criminals were the only ones who got tattoos. So they got a lot of tattoos, and there's always a lot of blood and skulls and death and horror and terrible tattoos, and there's still a lot of those. But even people who get those today, they do it for pleasure, to be funny and to have fun, because that's kind of where our culture went. So you almost have to look at the reason why they got a tattoo instead of what they got a tattoo of. Because it's not as evil as all the tattoos look all the time, but again, it's empty. Nowadays, people get My Little Ponies, and they get Mickey Mouse, they get ice cream cones and candy canes, and they get birthday dates, and they get their loved ones' names tattooed on them, and they even get Bible verses or crosses or pictures of Jesus or their family tattooed on their body. It used to be the purpose of getting tattoos was to be blatantly evil, and if you saw somebody with a tattoo walking towards you on the street, you would cross the street and go way around. Now when you see somebody with a tattoo on the street, you pull them over and say, hey, can I check out your art and check out my art? And it's just this fun thing. It's a social thing. It's an expression of yourself. So the purpose isn't evil anymore. Evil people still do evil tattoos, but good people also get just plain, normal, not that bad tattoos. So the intention nowadays isn't false religion, it isn't false gods, and it isn't evil. When a person gets a tattoo, and this is where the problem starts, this is where I want to share with you my advice for why don't get a tattoo. And if you have tattoos, so don't judge people who have tattoos, and if you have tattoos, please stop promoting tattoos. And this is why. And we're just not strong enough to get over this topic. I am by no means going to solve the problem this morning, but I just want to share that nowadays, when a person gets a tattoo, it amplifies your focus on yourself. Because there's so much focus on the fact that you got a tattoo, and it never goes away. It may not be your intention to focus on yourself, or maybe unconsciously it is, subliminally maybe it is, but maybe you don't want to draw attention to yourself, but it does. It totally does. You can't say that you got the tattoo for someone else because you put it on you. Many Christians get Bible verses and people will say, I got this tattoo for God. And their intention is that, yes, that is the intention, except it glorifies you. The thing is, God never asked us to do that. Never once anywhere in Scripture does God ever ask for human sacrifice. Never does he ask us to cut or malign ourselves, and never does he tell us to mark ourselves for him. Never once. Though this topic does come up in Scripture. In most cases, the intention is good, but you can't change the fact that a tattoo gets a lot of attention, and since the tattoo is on your person, now you are getting a lot of attention. You may value yourself more than you did before because now you have this really nice tattoo. You might think that you're better now because it's on you. It's exciting. You're very proud of it. And again, I'm not knocking you down if you got a tattoo. If you're feeling that way, you're doing that to yourself. I love you. Your tattoo is okay. I'm not saying tattoos are okay. I know it sounds like I'm running in circles here, but you are totally okay, so don't feel guilty. But when you've gotten this tattoo, you feel really good about it. You've spent a lot of money on it. You're proud of it, and you went through a lot of pain to get it. So it is very, very meaningful. That's not a good thing. It's true. All the focus is now on you. Doesn't matter what your tattoo is. It's controversial. And now everybody is looking at you. Whether they're thinking you're awesome now, and now you think you're awesome, or whether they think you're a horrible person because you did that. Either way, they're talking about you. The whole point about a spiritual life in God is so that people will look at Him. And even if you mark yourself for God or with Scripture or with a picture of Jesus or a cross, you got marked. You got marked. You did this. You went and got it. You got marked. And people are going to put you down for it. And that's wrong. So don't put people down who have tattoos. But some people will lift you up because you got it. That is also wrong. Don't lift people up just because they got tattoos. They are the same person inside they were before they did that. What we're talking about and what the intention is how awesome is God? But as soon as we get a tattoo, all we can talk about is how good you are or how bad you are or how awesome it is or how dumb it is. And it doesn't matter even if the tattoo is about God. There's still the controversy as should you have got it, shouldn't you have got it, do some people like it or don't like it or what, and all of the focus is you, and all of the focus is tattoos. Now, even if you have regrets, well, now the focus is on you. And even if you're proud of it, well, then the focus is on you. If you get defensive, then the focus is on you. And if other people are lifting you up or knocking you down, the focus is on you. This doesn't glorify God because it's the work of man on man for man's invention and for man's attention. So I tell you, a tattoo itself is nothing. It's not good or bad. It's just simply nothing. But people, we just aren't strong enough to leave it at nothing. We can't do it. We always make a big deal of it. And whether we make a big deal of it as a good thing or we make a big deal of it as a negative thing, we are distracted and our focus is not on God, it's on the tattoo, and the tattoo is on us. We can't wield the knowledge of good and bad, and there's some good things that we call bad, and there's some bad things that we call good, and there's some nothings that we call good or bad, and we just can't agree. We just can't agree. And sometimes then we just agree to disagree. So, simply saying, believe God, don't get tattoos. People who believe God, they aren't bothered by tattoos. They're distracted from tattoos because they're too busy looking at God. Father is so big, and He is so awesome, and He is so great. Nowhere in Scripture do we see that we should mark ourselves with Scripture or mark ourselves for God. And it's good intentions that does it. But there's no instructions. And you might say there's nothing wrong with it. Well, I just told you that. I told you tattoos are nothing. But if you use that argument to say there's nothing wrong with it if I get a tattoo, that's the argument that you use to be selfish so that you can get what you want. You're right. There is nothing wrong with it, but you're using that argument to get what you want. Scripture says that God is going to seal you. He is going to write His name on us. He is going to write our name on us. I believe Scripture says He is going to write a new name on us. So I encourage you, wait for Him. Don't get a tattoo. Wait until God comes and you see Him face to face. And let Him write on us whatever He wants, as much as He wants. But in the meantime, let's wait until God comes and does it with His own hand. Because what God does is glorious. What we do for God is good intentions. It's a good try. So don't knock people who've got tattoos for whatever reason. That's just something on their body, and their body is going to lay in the ground and rot to dust, dry right up. The worms are going to eat it, and the body is going to stay in the ground. But the believers are going to get a new body, and they're going to stand up, and Jesus is going to take them home, and you won't have your tattoos. So if you're happy that I've preached about tattoos, you probably think that tattoos are bad. But I'm not preaching that tattoos are bad, and I'm not teaching you to knock people down because they have tattoos. I'm just preaching that it's not a topic worth being worried about or fighting about. They're distracting from the glory of God, and they amplify the glory of man. How good is your tattoo? How much did it cost? Where did you get it, and what's the next one? There's always the next one. You get one, then you right away you want to get another one. And the thing is, we don't know where to stop until we're tattooed all right up the neck and up in the face. And it just goes on and on. It really does. And if you have bad eyesight from far away like me, when you see somebody walking down the street with tattoos, sometimes if they're not colored, I wonder if their arm is dirty. So it's a good intention. But I encourage you rather to talk to God and to worship him and tell him how great he is and how thankful you are. If you believe him, and when you believe him and work on believing him, then you will be so filled and so satisfied with yourself, just the light shining off of you like Moses' face when he went to go get the Ten Commandments, people are going to know you're different and wonder what happened to you. Getting tattoos does not glorify God. It glorifies people. So I want to also encourage you on this line. We have a policy that we just made for the Sunday school. The Sunday school board got together and they made it that if anybody teaching Sunday school has tattoos, we're just going to ask them to cover them up. So if you have tattoos, please don't be offended if we ask you to cover them up. We're trying not to promote getting tattoos, and especially young kids and like the youth. If they see our youth leaders and if they see our Sunday school teachers all tattooed, they're going to think it's cool because everybody likes pretty pictures. And so we just don't want to promote getting tattoos. So even if you have tattoos and you get to humble yourself and forgive it and allow people to be silly like they are and trust God with it, but submit yourself to your leaders and please still volunteer. And if you're asked to cover up your tattoos, please don't be offended. You're not dumb. We're just trying not to promote tattoos among the population. They're not evil, they're just nothing. But they distract everyone from God and it puts all the focus on you and it glorifies you. Or it gives self-righteous people an opportunity to cut you down and to act poorly. And they also aren't giving the example that God does. The second half of the message today is about love your enemies. And tattooed people are not our enemies. So please don't judge tattoos. Please don't think that this sermon gives you license to now go tell people they can't have tattoos. Please don't think that this sermon now gives you license to go get tattoos because they're harmless. The whole intention, what I'm trying to say is, don't get tattoos. Trust God. Instead of getting every time you want to get a tattoo, pray. And every time you see a tattoo, pray. Don't judge. And don't defend. Don't get self-righteous and don't get defensive. Just ignore them and forgive them and surrender them. Just like your toenails. Everybody has them, but when you see them, you don't freak out. So let's treat them like toenails. Oh, there's a tattoo. No big deal. So let's just not get more tattoos. Let's not promote it. Let's not brag about it. It was fun. It cost a lot of money. It hurt like crazy. Let it go. And again, I mean no offense. But if we want to glorify God, let's move forward and not be so distracted, which I could bring 100, and you could probably bring 100 more topics up that we could talk about that distracts us from God. So in the meantime, let's bow before God and let's just pray what's on our hearts, and then we'll get on to the second part of our message. Father, you are with us and you hear our prayers. Please help us with this topic and with your life so that you can be glorified and that we are distracted from all these arguments and things. We need you every hour. In Jesus' name, amen.